Nicely with Martin Bester.
Ons gast op die show, well, you just met Chantal Kluter, a wife of Len Kluter, almost a year ago that incident took place in Mulder's Drift. Also just joining us is Mike Borlase. Mike, wat lekker met te sien. Goeiemôre.
Môre, baie dankie Martin vir die geleentheid.
Hey, jy is van die begin af saam in die familie gewees met die hele story. Chantal, back to you. And when we chatted just now, we spoke about your friendship circle.
Yes.
It's obviously so, so important in times like these that Len and yourself and the kids, you know, that you have a great support structure.
Yeah. Len always said that his biggest asset is the people that works for him. So obviously their support was tremendously great.
What did he do again?
Len, he did everything. He was a businessman of three businesses. So, yeah, he was busy. So I'm busy now.
And were the businesses related?
Yeah. One was the VO2 Max. It's a gym. And the other one is electricity. So we buy bulk electricity and resell it.
Okay.
And then the other one is Twinials. It's property. And he also has a shopping center in Midrand.
So now you have to deal with all of this?
Yes.
Ooh. The friends that were there that night.
Yeah.
How are they?
No one will ever be the same after that night.
I'm sure. Are there a lot of misperceptions about the night?
Yes.
Do people still question you about it? Are people still unsure?
I think I just cut myself off of social media and comments because a lot of people think they know what happened. So I'm leaving it for the investigation and then everyone will hear the story, but I will not tell anything from my side, but the truth will reveal itself and then people can decide from there on what they believe or what they don't.
Mike, and I mean I've dealt with met you a while ago and we've dealt with various things over the years, and it's always when there's an ongoing investigation, it is always good advice for people like Chantal, you know, not to talk too much about it because you want to leave it up to the investigation, right?
Correct. It's actually very, very dangerous. It's a big problem in South Africa. When any crime is committed, you get people that jump on the bandwagon, and social media has totally become bizarre. They just cannot wait. They just have to say something. They just have to add and subtract. And this is a unique case. You don't often hear of these cases. And I'm so glad that Chantal is here today because I want her to tell the public what is her daily routine. What is she going through after that incident? And the questions that you've asked, she's answered nicely. But yeah, we're warning people once again not to air any rumors, stories, yes-sir information or fake news. Mm. The investigations has been done. We must wait for the outcome. Mm. And if Len heals properly, we'll get his final statement, and that's that.
Look, I mean, I think it's a case of people ask because they don't know. I don't think there's, I mean, some people might be malicious in asking questions and jumping to conclusions, but I think for most people it's just a case of they ask because they don't know.
Yeah.
Or they don't understand. And maybe in your mind, you know, it's kind of strange that they would ask questions and stuff.
It's not strange. I mean, I would also ask questions, but I'm not, I can't answer it now.
Would the answers be strange though?
What?
I mean,
it depends on the questions.
If people ask about the friends that were with you, I mean, is it a strange question or a strange answer? What happened that day? You were out with your friends.
Yes.
The police came into the room. What I'm hearing from you is that there's nothing on towards. How do you deal with those questions? People are asking because they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't understand.
Yeah.
It's not malicious.
Yeah. I hear you, Martin, but, we follow when we take a case in like this one and all the other cases, my cybercrime unit follows. And I must correct you there. There's a lot of maliciousness. First of all, there's a lot of enemies of many people. So there was a lot that had so many things to say about him suddenly. Everything of his past, everything of how he looks. You know, it's the same in our situation. There's so much to say there. So there is a lot of maliciousness, but we dealt with it. But those that ask the normal question, what's going on in the investigation? We give a professional statement, and that is, as she has said, the truth can only totally afterwards be revealed if Len gives his side of the story and the statement. I must reiterate, the investigation has been done. The investigation against the police has been done. The investigation by us and the police, specifically this happening that has happened, has been done. It's done and dusted. All we're waiting for is for Len to recover and give his side of the story, and then we can give a final report to the public. And that's what they must wait for.
Were people intimidated by him?
By Len?
Yeah. He's a big guy.
Yeah. Mense het hom gelief. Hulle het hom gelief.
Was he? He seemed like a very outgoing kind of. Was he eccentric?
Everyone wanted a picture of him. Children loved him because he was the cowboy. He was different. He looked different, and
How was he with that? Was he okay with it?
He loved the attention. He loved taking pictures.
But he's a groot man ook.
He's a groot man. Het daarvan gehou om mense te voer en net te bederf en mense, hy vir soveel mense gesorg. Hy is awesome.
Sociable,
lovable, storyteller, funny. As jy vir Len geken het, you got a best friend.
Really?
Yes.
Were you always sociable?
Always.
And you loved that about him?
I loved everything about him.
Enjoy being sociable with him as well. I mean, you guys were out and about.
I was hyperactive, so I was busy.
Chantal Kloete, vrou van Len Kloete. By the way, if you're just tuning in, Chantal, just give us an update about Len. Obviously, he's not here this morning. We'll give you that update again if you want to know what's going on. Mike Borlase ook hier so op die show. Vanoggend, mense het vra, sodra dinge in die media is, as soon as things are on social media these days, everybody has questions, everybody's invested. And I always say, to avoid any fake news, people jumping to conclusions, ask the people involved, and then obviously they are most welcome to share as much as they feel comfortable with. So ek waardeer verskriklik baie dat jy vanoggend ingekom het op die show in chat daaroor. And we'll chat some more in a moment. 084850-0942 as jy wil more sê.
Check Renda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Yeah, in the morning.
It's your morning, family.
Love you.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.